This podcast is powered by The Plug.
So 1 to 5, what you thinking?
I would rate it as a 4. Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah, I would definitely rate it as a 4.
Okay.
I would definitely rock with this. Heavy.
Damn, Q. Baby, you did that.
Yo, 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 what's the deal, man? You already know what it is. Everybody loves BBW, man. That's beards, bourbon, whiskey, the podcast. Whole gang is in the building, man. I got my man Angry Principal in the building.
What's up?
My man Bo holding it down.
That's right.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. We back for another week, but we still got some more guests in the building, man. And again, if you didn't see it last week, I'm going to let them introduce themselves. We'll start with V from V's Mobile Bar. So, V, what up, though?
Hi.
Oh, my bad.
My bad.
Hey, right. Almost got took out by the lantern. I'm good, though.
I'm alive. I'm
twice.
Well.
Right.
No, she's ready to say it.
Right.
You know.
Dog almost got
it. I think I could play football a little bit just from that catch. Hey. You know, I think I might be able to play a little football.
I'm going to let that one slide, too. I ain't going to say nothing about that.
Oh, Lord. Nope. So my name is V from V's Mobile Bar, as well as V Space on Instagram. If you're looking for any cocktails or any bartending services, make sure you hit me up.
Peaches on you.
Hi. My name is Peaches. I'm from Ipsy. It's my birthday today, guys. And I'm here.
It was your birthday last week.
Oh, shit. My birthday was last week. This is a new week.
This is not the same day.
You just got the same clothes on.
It's all good,
though. I edit that.
When we go live, though, you're going to be straight.
Yeah, you're going to be straight. Yeah.
Make sure I cut that one little piece.
Oh, yeah, I'm not. Okay. Yeah, I'm not. It's in there.
Oh. You gonna leave me?
Yes.
Everything.
Everything's in there.
What up, though, everybody? It's Little Q. Little Q. Brother. Bo. And Big Q. So I'm just here hanging out with my fellas. You know, we chilling.
For sure.
No doubt.
Fire in the hole.
Fire in the hole.
My birthday whole month of December.
Right. Yeah, for sure. There you go. I get it.
There you go.
Hey, look, except when it come out, it's going to be January. But it's okay. It's going to be January. So all of these things are fine. We're going to keep fucking it up.
It's still my birthday. It's still coming first season, baby.
All right, so we back in the building, man, this week. This week, we actually going to do a comparison, right? So we got a High West, right? So we got the bourbon, and then we got the cask strength. I'm not really familiar with High West, for real. And actually, these bottles came from two separate people. So one came from Angry Principal, the other came from Bo. So I'm not sure who wants to kind of tell the story about High West or how you got it. But Angry Principal, we'll start with you. So which one did you bring?
I brought the regular expression.
The regular expression, okay.
Not the cask strength. It was a gift to me. I've seen High West in the stores all the time. Never picked it up. This will be a first, so I'm looking forward to it.
For sure. So, Bo, what about you? Is it a story behind yours?
Yeah, pretty similar, man. You know, I see it all the time. I never tried it, never bought it. This old man talked me into it. This old white dude. Mm-hmm. You know, I was kind of skeptical about it because the last time I took the old white dude advice, you know, I got the Wolcott.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
What did dog say? Underwhelming.
Underwhelming.
Yeah. Okay.
But I talked some people off of that. In the store, I was like, "Don't do it.
Don't do it."
Yeah, that Wolcott was bad. I'm with you.
Yeah, it wasn't that great.
But
was that the .5? No, that was the broken barrel. Oh, God.
Yeah, that broken barrel was bad too.
Yeah.
Sorry. But yeah, that's the story.
All right, for sure. All right, so we in here. I don't know. We'll probably start with the regular first, and we'll check it out. So we're gonna do is we're gonna pop this one open. We gotta pop the cork first though. We'll let him pop the cork first.
Please cut that
out. And then we'll get to it. You know, you went on camera right then. You good?
Good initiative, bad execution.
Right.
All right. Pause for the cork.
Hey, that's a good one right there. That was good. All right, now you're on, V.
For a louder pop, though.
Oh, maybe because I'm listening through the headphones. Like it sounded like a large pop.
It was a little soft to me.
It was a soft palate.
Soft pop.
It was.
Hey, you gotta do me a little better than that.
I said only your little thin line.
I said a finger. That's definitely not a finger.
That's a fingernail.
That's a fingernail.
Is that good now?
I guess it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good.
We can pour you up a little. I can do a little more. Oops, my elbow.
Right. Just so y'all see, this is not a finger. Definitely not a finger. So let's see what we got here. So this is the High West original. Kind of reminds me, like the smell, kind of reminds me a little bit of Buffalo Trace, actually. So I'm assuming it's going to be some caramel in there.
Definitely smells some caramel. Mm-hmm. Smells some kind of spice, you know.
A little spice, like a little spice, a little caramel, a little spice.
Some type of red fruit, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
I smell alcohol.
Cedarwood? She said cedarwood.
It might be a type of cedar in there.
All right, I got to see now because now I want to know what it is.
Oh, wow.
Spice on the taste, not on the smell.
I taste and smell spice. It's got a real mellow, easy
It's mellow
though.
As hell. Yeah.
I was holding my stomach. That was
mellow as hell. Maybe even a little apple in there.
I agree.
Maybe a little apple in there. Yeah, a little apple in there.
I agree with that.
Maybe that's that red fruit I see.
Yeah, it might be the red fruit.
Yeah.
I can see a little apple in there.
This shit kind of good right here.
I'm going to tell you what, though. I ain't going to lie. It's a little too smooth for me. That means, like, you going to be drinking. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. For real.
Anybody else smell honey?
I don't smell the honey.
Okay.
This kind of like a honey, molasses, some type of sweetness.
Some kind of sweetness.
Yeah.
I don't taste honey, but I smell it.
I ain't even gonna lie.
Maybe that's caramel I'm tasting too.
On the back end though, and I don't know if anybody gonna feel me on this. On the back end, I got black licorice, bro.
I ain't gonna feel you on the back end, my nigga.
Oh!
How do you keep walking through these doors?
I don't even know. So black licorice on the finish, I guess. I don't know. This is tough. This is tough, man.
All right, I'm going to stop. My bad. That was the last one. I'm going to stop being a third grader.
The taste does linger, though.
It does, yeah.
The aftertaste lingers.
There's a long finish to it.
Yeah, it's a long finish, but it's not like a burn, though. So it's not necessarily a hug, I guess. I guess that's still a hug. It's just not
a hug, just a taste.
It's just still a taste, yeah,
the taste
right?
Still lingering, that's all.
Yeah.
It ain't that rare breed hug, you know what I mean?
No, I don't think it's not a lot of things that's that. So we're gonna ask our novices, you know, what y'all think. So this is different from last week, and probably, I will say this though, for Lil Q, is that this is probably similar to cognac because of that mellow and kind of the little sweetness. I know cognac is normally like a grape sweetness. This is more of an apple sweetness, but I think this is probably more reminiscent.
What's up,
in your water? But what you guys think about it so far, though? Q, I'll start with you. Oh, I guess we got to get on the microphone.
Well, I have more of a milder palate.
Milder
palate.
I got you.
However, compared to what you would use with a cognac, I'm pretty impressed with the not being grapes, but more of an apple taste.
Yeah.
And like the bite doesn't burn your lips too much when you first sip.
Right.
It still gives you that little, something there. But it doesn't like overwhelm you.
Yeah.
This would be dangerous because I would probably be smoking a joint and sippiness.
For sure. No doubt. So, Peaches, what you think?
I definitely can rock with this one. Yeah. Okay. I can rock with this one.
Okay.
Because, like you said, it's real smooth. You just keep sipping on it. It's dangerous. Sitting here too long, I'm going to be drunk.
I really do think that it's really comparable to cognac, though.
I can definitely rock with this one.
Yeah, for sure. So, V, what about you? What you think?
I'm gonna go with the other side. I like the first one more than I like this one a little more.
From last week you're talking about?
It is smooth. Yeah, from last week, absolutely. From last week for sure. Just because I don't know. Even though the last one got you a punch, this one, like I said, one, it could sneak up on you too.
For sure.
I feel like it could get old a little fast. It won't age well to me.
Yeah.
I feel like it would get stronger and get nastier.
Get nastier. So it's already nasty. It's getting nastier. Okay, I got you. I got you. It get nastier. I got you.
Oh, Lord.
I can't.
The ER. Right, the ER.
The hard R.
The hard R. The hard R.
The hard R right there. All
right, so you got the... You got the preliminary analysis, man, but when we get back, we're going to give it the 1 to 5 Black Power Fist ratings. Till then, though, make sure you check out the commercial, and we'll be right back after this, man. Everybody loves BBW, beers, bourbon, whiskey, the podcast. See you on the other side. Visit the website right now, www.everybodylovesbbw. That's beers, bourbon, whiskey, the podcast. We're back. Thank you guys for hanging out through the commercial breaks, man. You already know what it is, man. Everybody loves BBW. That's beers, bourbon, whiskey, the podcast. Whole gang is back in the building, man. Angry Principal. I was about to say Monk Money, though. My man Bo holding down. And the whole rest of the gang, man. We all up in here. So we get back to the High West. So real quick, though. We tried this one first, though, right? So this is the original expression, right? So now we do have the cask strength. Cask strength is going to be, how much was it?
103. Sweet Jesus. 110, maybe?
Yeah, 103, yeah. 103? Sure. So that's, that's pretty,
Can I see that water? Oh, you want to do that now on this one?
Let's rate it first, and then can do the comparison. Okay. I got you. All right.
Pass me that water, though.
Good job. Way to keep me on track, though. Way to keep me on track.
Good job.
Hey, look, the liquor's flowing, so.
It is flowing.
Teamwork makes you drink.
Thank you. I'm telling you. Cause I'm about to move it right along. Like, I just said that when we get back, we're going to do the 80. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so this is what we got to do. Did y'all want to add some water to it first? Or
no, I already added the water.
Oh, you already did that, right?
I already did that. That made it worse. Sure. I ain't gonna lie.
All right, so we're going to go around. We're going to get the Black Power Fist ratings. 1 to 5, dog. So last week we started with Lil Q. This week we go start with, let's start with Peaches this time. All right, because last week was your birthday, so okay, this week you still not,
you know
you
I'm still
celebrating.
No, and they hating because I'm still celebrating.
There you go.
It's okay.
So 1 to 5.
I'm not fucking wrong, but okay.
So 1 to 5. What you thinking?
I would rate it as a 4. Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah, I would definitely rate it as a 4. Okay. I would definitely rock with this heavy.
Now for y'all, so y'all understand.
I'm not a bourbon drinker.
Exactly. That's what I was gonna say. Exactly. And I think that's important. So we might have a convert. I guess we'll call it a convert. In the
just make sure you don't call me a convict.
hey, you got to bring her more often. Hey, she a natural at this shit.
She's right in.
So Lil Q, what you think, dog? She gave it a 4. Not a 4, but a 4.
I'm giving it a 3.7.
3.7. Oh,
like
shit.
The jersey number. Bringing it back.
Bringing it back?
Bringing it back. This is something that y'all would have snuck in on me.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have known we was drinking it until the next day.
Probably would have thought you were still drinking
still
cognac.
Still drinking cognac. Mm-hmm. And then I'd have been mad at you because it wasn't cognac.
Right. For sure. B, what you say?
I'm going to give this, because I'm not a bourbon or whiskey drinker, a 2. I'm only saying that because I didn't really like the flavor of it, honestly. Yeah. And then adding the water to balance it out a little bit made it worse.
Even lighter.
It didn't taste too good. I didn't like this one.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So hopefully the next one will be really great.
Angry Principal, what you say, man?
So I'm going to go... 2.5, maybe 2.75, only because the water helped with the spice and the honey flavor that I did taste.
Okay.
That I smelled, the taste after the water came out. So this is definitely a summer bourbon. I would not do this during the winter. It does not warm you up at all.
Yeah.
But definitely a summer bourbon. It doesn't warm me up. So I would definitely do this in the summer because it's a lower... proof. This is a,
I think it's 90
proof.
Yeah, I think it was.
Good flavors though. I mean, you can really pull some things out of that one. So I'm going to give it a 2.5 Definite 2.5
That's solid.
And the water does not help it, doesn't hurt it. Definitely the cigar helps it with the char taste. So you need the cigar if you're going to have this particular one.
All right. Bo, what you say, bro?
I'm glad Anger Principal said that. The cigar definitely, you know, it helped for me anyway. You know, like some people like to say, oh, that's real smooth or too mellow or too smooth or whatever. That kind of brings that char out, like Anger Principal said. But I still get that red fruit, that apple type of taste, I guess. It was solid. I enjoyed it, man. I give it a 3.5
3.5
Yeah.
Damn, I wasn't expecting that. I ain't even gonna lie.
Damn. Whoa.
Hey, that surprised me. All right. So,
hold on. What's the price point on the
40? You know, I don't know. It was a gift.
Got
it. So I'm not sure if I remember correctly. It's in the 40s, high 40s. But that's me trying to remember something I've never bought and just happened to see it in the store. So I think it's high 40s, but it was definitely a gift. Shout out to my guy who gave it to me on my staff. So, yeah.
So the price would make a difference for you?
I was just curious. Okay. But, yeah, I'm still solid 3.5
Okay.
Yeah.
So, on that note, I'm going to round
praise,
it up.
That's high praise, man.
That's high praise. I ain't going to lie to you. I'm going to round it off. I think, for me, I'm going to give it a 2.5. I think that the sweetness is, and I'm going to say it, it's great for my softer palate. It's great for that. I do believe that if I did have this on my shelf, it is going to be a mixer. This is probably something I'll mix with or drink it over ice, like you said, during the summer. I definitely anticipate possibly being on the deck somewhere drinking this or in the driveway if you in the hood like I am. But this is cool. It doesn't have the bite that I want it to have though. So because of that, I probably would mix it or drink it over ice. So it definitely is a summertime hit. 2.5 though, it's still a good whiskey though. I'm sorry, a good bourbon. But I do want it to have a little bit more bite. But again, the sweetness does work for my softer palate.
All right. See, I can fuck with it. I can fuck with it year round though. Yeah. I think I could.
So this is going to be good for you even in the winter.
Yeah, for me, yeah.
Like I can drink it. I mean, obviously, I can drink anything, any season. But like, I do think that it kind of gives you a summer feel though, or a cocktail. Right. So we've got the original expression here. Now next to it, we do have the cash strength, which what did I say it was?
I think it's 103.
Yeah. So So 58.7. Yeah. All right. So that might be more though. That's 103.
It's like 107.
Yeah, that's like 107, 108. Yeah, that's somewhere in there. So you got the ratings from across the board for the High West. So next week, what we're going to do is we're going to try the cast strength, and we're going to do a little comparison there to see exactly which one's going to be better. I'm thinking that the cast strength is going to be better only because I think that the original expression is a little bit too smooth for me. So we're going to check that out next week, though. But across the board. We haven't really done, it's not bad, right? So by no means, I don't want you to think that it's not a good bourbon. For me, it's just a little bit too smooth. And I think it may be reminiscent to cognac. So people who drink cognac, this might be, this might be a way for you to switch over from cognac to bourbon. Yo, we gonna get out of here, man. Thank y'all for checking us out. Don't forget to hit that QR code so you can get merch from our BBW website. So make sure you check that out. We got hats, t-shirts, mugs, glasses, all kind of things. So make sure you check that out. Make sure that you do like, share, and subscribe. And also in the comments, leave a comment and let us know what expressions you want us to try next. All right. So that's it. To the next time. You already know what it is, man. Everybody loves BBW. That's beers, bourbon, whiskey, the podcast. Whole gang is in the building, man. I got my man Angry Principal holding it down.
Drink what you like, how you like.
Got my man Bo in the building.
I say.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205, man. Peace out, y'all.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get gig speeds powered by fiber from Cox. It's internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Download speeds up to 1 gigabit per second. Cox internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply.